I came to the Mayo Clinic about 3 years ago. Previous to that, I had dealt kind of privately with depression and anxiety for about 15 years. You know, I started living by myself and I kind of started to isolate and started to self-medicate with alcohol. I had reached a point where the only thing that could have been worse was death. And that was very possible. Eventually, you know, it caught up with me and I kind of hit my rock bottom. And after talking to some counselors, I decided to come to the Mayo Clinic and get the help that I needed.
What was that like for you to join a group with other patients who struggle with the same things that you were struggling with?
Right away, to be honest, it was really, really tough. I was identifying with a group that at first I wasn't very proud to be a part of. You know, no one wants to say, I'm depressed, I have anxiety, I have a drinking problem. You know, no one wants to be in that group. No one would pick to be in that group. So I kind of came in with kind of a chip on my shoulder and, you know, I was kind of mad. I was kind of angry and I saw some emotions I had never seen before. But once I got there, I realized that they were people just like me. They didn't fit a stereotype. They were people that had good jobs and families, and they just wanted to get better just like me. So I started to see the similarities instead of all the differences.
You needed somebody to be your cheerleader. You needed somebody to be non-judgmental. You needed somebody who could understand where you were at and help you get to where you wanted to go. You needed somebody who could say, you know, you have depression and you have this drinking problem, but that's okay, Brenna. Let's work on this. Let's help you get to a healthy place. And so side by side, I noticed us walking that journey together and connecting you with the other patients so you could look at how are you similar rather than different. And for you to get comfortable with sharing your story with others and then hearing from them.
I'm not afraid to ask for help anymore. You know, I don't need to hide. Showing what I thought was weakness can also be kind of a strengthening moment. Now I feel like when I smile, there's not all this hidden sadness behind it. And I hope that people see that positive side of me.
It's truly been a pleasure to watch you in your journey and to work with you in your darkest moments as well as your brightest moments. And I hope nothing but the best for you each day in your life and recovery. And I really enjoy seeing that authentic smile.
And to you, thanks for your patience and your understanding, your support, the tough love sometimes, but, you know, seeing me through this process and making me realize what I need to do to be better.